minute, 5 minutes after 11 on Sports Fox on 106.7 Phoenix FM. Tanya Jones with you through to 12 o'clock. And legendary former Test fast bowler Merv Hughes will be inspiring the young cricketing talent of Bendigo this summer when he heads up the coaching panel for the Sean Brown Country Cricket Clinics. Merv has played 53 Tests for Australia and 33 one-day internationals. He was a key member of the Australian team of the 80s and 90s, which dominated world cricket, and he'll be remembered for his Test hat-trick and his lion-hearted bowling spells, where he collected 212 Test wickets. Certainly a good person to be coaching your kids this summer. Merv Hughes, thank you for your time on Sports Fox this morning.
Good morning, Tanya. How are you? Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, great to have you on the show, Merv. Fantastic and exciting for Bendigo youngsters, isn't it, to have someone like yourself with the experience that you've got in cricket to come and coach them. Exciting summer for the young cricketers here.
Exciting times, no doubt about that. And Sean Brown does a fantastic job, takes coaching clinics out to the country areas and tries to provide the kids with a different view. So hopefully they'll have a batsman, they'll have a spin bowler. So Graham Yeller, Ray Bright are involved in the clinics. So hopefully the kids will get a broad scope of cricket across the board.
Yeah, you mentioned about the broad scope there. So you'll be covering all formats of the game there, Merv?
Yeah, for sure. So it's a couple-day clinic, and guys can sign up by just contacting Sean Brown Coaching Clinics. So whether they go on the web or a phone number. And basically, we have a look at 2020. We have a look at the longer format. Just talk about their batting and bowling skills. And also very important, which a lot of people leave behind, are their fielding skills. So, yeah, just across the board and try and give them as much information in a couple of days as we possibly can.
And it'd be around January 21st and 22nd of January. So it's pretty much a full day, isn't it, as well, Merv, from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m.?
Yeah, a couple of full days. So 21st, 22nd on there on the second day. And yeah, so it's just getting the guys into the nets, out the ground, just doing basic skills, just connecting with the level of cricket that they're at. And Bendigo guys like Ballarat, like Albury, like Shepparton, the bigger country areas are very well placed. They do have some great coaches coaching the young kids, and we always find in the Bendigo area that you go up there and the kids are fantastic because, as I said, they've been well coached by the guys that look after their teams. And let's face it, Bendigo is a very strong sporting area.
Yeah, it's great to have Test stars like yourself joining in and helping the young regional kids getting into it. And that's the age group 7 to about 16 there, Merv?
Yeah, about 7 to 16. Probably any younger, it becomes a little bit of a handful. And for the guys that are a little bit older that want to top up, that are maybe 17, 18, if they want to come along, there's no problems there either. So basically the kids are put into age groups, and if we find that one kid is dominating his age group, we'll push him up an age group just to challenge him a little bit more. But across the board, for 2 days, as I said, kids are going to learn a hell of a lot.
And there's video analysis, you get comprehensive program as well and written reports, so there's something they can take out of it as well.
Oh, yeah, for sure. So the video, so both on batting and bowling, a video analysis, and we have a look at that. And as you said, you get a written report on the things that you've improved, and we always encourage the kids to ask if they've got problems. So as I say, we see them for 2 days. If they've got a problem, we may not be able to pick it up. We can pick up sort of basic problems, but if a player's got a deep-seated problem, very, very hard to pick up in a couple of days. And what we encourage the guys to do is back themselves. Number one, enjoy themselves. And as batsmen, hit the ball. And as bowlers, bowl at the stump. So it's all pretty basic, but quite often the basics gets lost in coaching juniors.
And that's very true, Merv, isn't it? So once you have that foundation, you can use that for the rest of your cricketing career as well, can't you?
Oh, for sure. I always encourage the guys at the coaching clinics to get an exercise book and always write down what they learn from a coaching clinic, what they've told, what they've been told by different coaches, and if they keep that over a period of time, they can just flick back over it. Now, even when you're 25, 26, and you're playing senior cricket somewhere, if you're going through a bit of a rut, you can have a look back at this exercise book that you've had for 10, 12, 15 years, and little things can jog your memories. Like just little things like getting the foot to the pitch of the ball when you're batting, and when you're bowling, just not trying to bowl too fast, just a matter of bowling straight, but always utilise your strengths. So, yeah, very important, but the number one thing we try and do is just have fun with it.
Most indeed, and you certainly did have fun with playing cricket in your career. And what was the reason for you to get involved in these clinics, Merv, just to pass on your knowledge and pass on those fair tips as well that you mentioned?
I was born in Euroa, and while that was a strong sporting place as such, you don't really, I suppose in the smaller rural places you get left behind a bit, but what Sean Brown does, he goes out to country areas and he targets the bigger places so surrounding areas can come in. So when we talk about Albury, Shepparton, Warrnambool, Ballarat, Bendigo, down at Warrigal, down at Bairnsdale, he virtually covers the whole state. And I think it's important for guys that are interested in cricket, if they can come along and not so much. We're not baking the cake. Obviously, the cake's been baked by the local coaches. We're just trying to put a little bit of icing on that cake to help the kids progress.
And if a kid wants to come through as a fast bowler, as you were, what advice would you give them?
Bowl fast, bowl straight. Don't ever sacrifice pace to bowl straight. If you bowl fast, not too many kids can do that. We can straighten you up. But quite often the kids that bowl fast are a little bit erratic, and coaches always tell them to slow down and not bowl as fast. We'll never do that. We'll just try and straighten you up. And there's just a couple of little things that help young guys. And what we find with kids of that age, say 7 to 16, they either try and hit the ball too hard or they try and bowl too fast. And they just, a term we use in cricket is lose their shape. And once you lose your shape, you lose your power. So the ball goes nowhere with bat or out of hand when you're bowling. So we just encourage kids to use their strengths, not try and over bowl the ball when they're bowling. Get them in the nets and go from there. So hopefully we can get a couple of guys out of the coaching clinic to go on and play Premier Cricket, to possibly play state cricket, and then go on to play represent Australia.
Yeah, interesting you say that, Merv. You represented Australia, and what was that feeling like? You obviously grew up loving cricket, and you love football as well, but grew up loving cricket and being a fast bowler. And what was the feeling like when you were selected for the Australian side?
Oh, it's just overwhelming, to be honest. You really can't put it into words, but just grew up, as I said, born in Euroa. We spent a bit of time down at Apollo Bay, a bit of time at Violetown, a bit of time at Myrtleford, and that always encouraged me to play sport and play a lot of different sports. And probably what happens is you just progress in the sport that you enjoy more, and the sport you enjoy more is the one you're more successful at, and for me, that was cricket. So, yeah, to play state cricket was a real buzz, and then to get selected for Australia, as I said, very hard to put it into words.
Did you sleep much the night before your first match playing for Australia?
No, very nervous. In fact, you don't sleep much before any of the test matches. I played just on 9.5 years, and I reckon I was as nervous in my last test match as I was in my first test match. So, yeah, it is a nerve-wracking time. Probably expectations you put on yourself, expectations that other people put on you, or I suppose that you feel other people put on you, but ultimately you're just going to go out there, do your best and enjoy yourself.
Yeah, it's the mental side of the game, isn't it, more than anything, when you're heading out into the middle? And I suppose for the kids coming through these clinics, it's hard to coach them that, but giving them those physical foundations to play with, and then they can work on that mental side moving through.
Confidence is a very, very tricky thing, isn't it? You don't want to get overconfident, but you want the kids to be confident enough in their abilities to be able to back themselves. And like we say, with Sean Brown-Clegg, the number one thing we try and do is get kids enjoying what they're doing. So if there's pressure on them to make runs or to take wickets, the sport's just not that enjoyable, and that's where I suppose guys succumb to pressure. So number one, let's enjoy ourselves, and number two, probably we enjoy ourselves a little bit more if we're making runs and taking wickets, and if we can help you do that, then we've done our job.
Former Australian Test cricketer Merv Hughes joining me, Tanya Jones, on Sports Fox this morning on 106.7 Phoenix FM. Love to hear from you as well. SMS 0477 51358 or feedback at phoenixfm.org.au. We do have an SMS from Janine Merv, and she is asking three people who have influenced you in your life and why. Can you answer that on the spot?
Yeah, pretty much. Bob Simpson, as coach of the Australian side when I first got in, just a hell of a leader. Alan Border, who was captain, and Ian Redpath, who coached us in the Victorian side. And under Ian Redpath, we had Alan Conley and Keith Stackpole. So a couple of really good players there. But certainly Ian Redpath, when he came on board as coach for Victoria. Bob Simpson, as coach of Australia, his fundamentals were very much the same as Ian Redpath. And then, as I said, Alan Border was a fantastic captain.
Yeah, it's important, the coach and captain influence in your cricketing career, isn't it? And how much of an influence they have. And there's, I suppose, there's clinics out on leadership and that type of thing, but that's such an important thing nowadays, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. And I don't think a lot of people understand how much impact the captain has on you when you play senior cricket. If you can trust your captain, if you get clear instructions, if you know what's required, it just makes the game a hell of a lot easier. But when you've got a captain that's a little bit unsure of himself, it makes your team unsure. And certainly Alan Border was a very sure and certain captain.
And what did you love about playing cricket? What did you love most?
Probably the camaraderie. That's the thing that I miss the most. So having played at premier level for Footscray, having played state cricket for Victoria, and also playing for Australia, you just miss your teammates. Now, obviously, with any sport, the players come and go, and the friendships you build are very important. So when you catch up with those guys that you haven't seen for a while, it's good times.
Very good times, and it was a good time for you getting that hat-trick as well way back when. And I know the feeling, Merv. I've got a hat-trick myself, and it's a claim to fame for the rest of your life, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, without doubt. No doubt about that. And mine was pretty convoluted over three overs, over two innings, over 2 days. So mine was pretty well spread. Most people just think a hat-trick is three wickets and three balls, which it is, but it can take time. So, to look back on that, really fond memories of that particular incident, but certainly don't rest my hat on it as we lost that test match by about 250 runs. So, while it was an individual highlight, it was probably team point of view, very disappointing.
And as a bowler, Merv, interesting how the game has moved forward nowadays with the format change, the T20 one-day format, changed the look of cricket for bowlers, you would say. It's probably more a batsman's game. How do you feel about the T20 format?
It's exciting, isn't it? If you've got someone from America or someone overseas that doesn't know anything about cricket, you take them to a 2020 game, plenty of action, and we saw that last night on the Big Bash. To have it on free there was absolutely fantastic. And, it's just something special about it. It's just a shortened game. There's plenty of action, and the players can get right into it. But probably the format of the game that I love the most and still follow is Test cricket. The battle over 5 days to be better than your opposition. Now, a lot of things have changed. The grounds have got smaller and things like that. So, yeah, it's a more attacking game, and I think we can thank 2020 cricket and limited over cricket for that, no doubt about that. But, the bowling, and as you stated, the bowlers in the 2020 are on a hiding to nothing. It's pretty tough going. Flat wickets, small grounds, big bats, and batsmen prepared to swing those bats.
And would you be playing, if it was nowadays, would you be playing the Big Bash, do you think?
Oh, mate, I had my day and there was no Big Bash. I didn't really play that much limited overs for Australia. Played a fair bit for Victoria. But yeah, you'd like to think you'd be competitive. We've had a couple of 20-20 games, and the thought of only bowling four overs is very appealing.
We were talking about cricket coaches before. Well, Justin Langan's got a bit of a headache at the moment, hasn't he, with the opening pair for the upcoming tests. What do you think about that one? It's a pretty tough going at the moment for the Aussies.
Oh, yeah, without doubt. So I think there was only one spot up for grabs, and that was the second opener. Davey Warner was going to open. Now, he's got injured, so they're looking for the two openers. They've got options. I mean, they can go to Harrison Burns, and they're probably the most likely, but they've also got Usman Khawaja, Sean Marsh that can fill that spot. There's talk that Labuschagne may go up to open. So from a selector's point of view, they've got options and lots of them. And if you're a selector, you've got a bigger problem if you're worrying who to pick rather than who to leave out, or vice versa, sorry. So we're still in that position where when the test side's named, there's going to be four or five blokes that are very disappointed. And that's a great position to be in as if you're a selector.
Very good position. Not for the player, isn't it? I know that you've been there yourself around 1985 and so forth, where you had a bit of a lull in your career. It's tough coming back. It's all about resilience, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, not everything's going to go your way, and when things are out of your control, and certainly selection's out of your control, you can only do your best. And I suppose it's a lesson for anyone playing any sport, is that there's going to be times that you get dropped from the side, and how you handle that is going to define you as a player. So if you sook up and you don't try, you're not giving yourself a chance. But if you go back a grade and you want to prove to the selectors that they've made a mistake and you have a really good input into that game, then you're every chance of getting back up to that level that you've been dropped from.
And just recently we saw the release of the Test documentary, and it features the Australian team in a way we haven't seen them before. And how would have you felt with the cameras following you around like that?
Oh, that's all part and parcel. I think that it wouldn't have been done if any players were a little bit anxious about it or didn't support it. So to a man, I think the Australian team supported it and gave a great insight into the Australian cricket team and how it functions, and just the raw emotion. And I think a lot of people think that the players at that level don't have that raw emotion, and certainly the Test showed to everyone just how much it means to the players at that level. And now, if you're playing club cricket and if you're dedicated to one club, you know how much effort you put into it, and that's certainly the Australian players playing for Australia, is that they want to do well, they want their teammates to do well, and above all, they want that team success.
Well, Merv Hughes, I do appreciate your time on Sports Fox this morning, running through what's happening with the country clinics coming up, the Sean Brown Country Clinics. It's going to be very interesting, and then your insight into your career as an Australian cricketer. Very, very good for the kids to be able to have the opportunity to have you in Bendigo coaching them. It's exciting stuff for them, Merv.
Yeah, no, looking forward to getting up there, and that's the middle of January, so as you said, about the 21st, 22nd, so if any of the kids are interested or parents are keen, Sean Brown Cricket Coaching, and whether you ring us or get in touch via email or website, the more the merrier, we say.
Yes, very much so. I'll give out those details as well so people can contact Sean Brown and get involved. Merv Hughes, thank you very much for your time, and look forward to hopefully chatting to you again on the show.
Okay, Tanya. Thanks very much, mate.
Good on you. Thanks, Merv.
Cheers, mate.
Merv Hughes, the legendary former Australian cricketer, Test cricketer, did very well in the Tests arena, fast bowler, and performing very well for the young kids here as well. Looking forward to some coaching clinics in January, as Merv said, 21st and 22nd of January, and I'll give you those details where it's Sean. You can contact him for the clinics on 0412 382 558, or you can go to the website cricketcoaching.com.